Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Divine Talk with Aries Love, Love and Friends, people. Today I will be having a glorious guest named Christian, and we're going to discuss Christian's gifts, her journey, what her gifts are, and some healing energy will be transmitted as well. Cutting cords, perhaps. Let's see where it goes. So, and cutting cords, and I said blockages being removed. So we're going to laugh, we're going to talk, we're going to have some fun. We're going to have a really good time today talking with Christian because she's a lot of fun. She should be calling in any minute now. But we're just waiting for Christian to call in. A little by myself while we're waiting. My journey, as I said before, has been very, very interesting. It really started a very long time for me. I just wasn't quite aware because I was just born this way. So here I was. I started having, at a very early age, you know, I was able to see spirit. Didn't scare the crap out of me. Next, I went from, hold on, do we have... Do we have a caller here? Hello?
Just listening in on the show.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, as I said, as we wait for Christian to come, we will be discussing her stuff. But my story, I started off probably at 8 or 9 seeing spirits and coming from a really Christian background, it was very scary for me. And as I got older, things I started having premonitions, dream premonitions. That was my program. So, excuse me. So, as we can, as I continued to get older, I started meeting people. It was like the weirdest, craziest thing. I started meeting these spiritual people, mediums, and people stopping me on the streets and just randomly, never met before, telling me things about myself, and being caught up in a hallway with a medium who called me by my family name. That was like awakening for me. So, as my journey continued from there, he told me a lot of things about myself and who I am. So it was really, really, really interesting. So from then I decided, okay, let me try to mend fences with my family. Let me act like I'm not crazy because what they called me. Because here I was always telling them things that was going to happen in advance and, you know, and then like, how did you know? And I just knew. From there, I was, you know, labeled strange. I was labeled very, very strange. It's like it was really crazy, just crazy. Now, I just decided a couple of years ago that I have to be me, and it's time. And I kept hearing that it's time to free you, it's time for you to be. And I followed that. I started following that voice, spirit, talking to me, and it led me to some really beautiful people who helped me. I was just, like, blown away again. It was unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
So, I'm not sure what's taking her so long.
I'm not sure. Okay. No free air time.
I wanted people to call in. Also, sometimes I'm giving reading.
Kristen would probably be on a lot because that's really, we're soul sisters, for real. Soul sisters. That's my sis. And she has a lot to say, and we have great energy together. And with Sarah as well, whom we met. So, as we continue to wait, I'm like, I don't know what else to tell you about myself. Oh, she's sending me a message. I'm telling her to come on. come on.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Hello, Christian?
Yeah, yeah. She's here.
Hello?
Okay. Hello, Christian.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for inviting me to the show, and I have my mom here with me.
Okay, so when I hit this earlier, that was her. Like, I'm just listening. You could have thought.
I wasn't really for sure how to do it, if I was supposed to just start talking or what, but you were talking and I didn't want to interrupt.
Okay. I had to bring you back in because when she said that, oh, no, I'm just listening, I took you, like, out and put you on hold, kind of.
Oh.
So, yeah, now we are live.
All right.
So, my
well, hello,
first
everyone.
Question...
Hi.
I'm so glad to be here, too. This is great.
I am glad to have you, and as I was saying earlier, you will be on here more often than none. Because you are so sister, and we have great energy together. So, you know.
Yeah. My partner.
So, right. And this will be partners in crime.
Yes.
So,
I think it's an Aries connection, you think?
It's possible. No, I think it might be more than that. I think we're real soul sisters, you know, soul tribe. Mm-hmm. That's what I think.
Yeah, and you have that Aries connection, too.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. Great. Now, Christian. Kristen.
Yes.
When did you realize you had gifts?
Well, that's complicated for me because I've known since I was a little kid that I always felt like something was following me, but never really knew what it was. I was always scared. I remember being scared. I said 5 at one time, but I think my memories go back to like age 2 or 3.
Wow.
Okay. But honestly, it was probably when I was like anywhere between 13 and 15 when my mom finally responded to all the things I told her over the years.
Got you. Okay. And what was that like?
I never gave
you the affirmation, the confirmation. What was that like for you?
From my mom, it...
Yeah, when she confirmed
I was
you.
Kind of dumbfounded. I was like, really? You know, I mean, I didn't understand why she didn't tell me sooner. I don't know. She always treated me gently as far as anything.
You probably
like,
just wasn't
really,
ready yet. She probably thought you wasn't ready yet. You probably wasn't ready then.
Probably not.
Back then. Right. Now, what type of gifts do you have?
Before I tell you that, I do want to say one thing, though, is if my mom probably would have told me about the gifts or that I was special before, then I probably would have had more trouble growing up already than the outcasted feeling that I already felt. I probably would have been going around telling all the neighborhood kids, and I probably would have been made fun of.
Gotcha.
But
I understand.
Yeah, but my gifts, I'm still really learning about exactly what they're called. I don't go by the book of them, you know, per se. And anyways, I am a medium. It is the main thing that I've always done was to see, hear, smell, feel spirits. I can tell the difference between a human and non-human and aliens. Aliens pose as spirits as well, also as humans, but more so I've noticed as spirits. I can see angels, and I've been able to connect to different realms like heaven and the spirit realm. I've been able to guide them to the light. So, like, you know, you can see the brightest light here anywhere on Earth. You'd be looking at a light bulb or the sun. Heaven light is brighter than that. And as a medium, you show them that light, and usually when you guide them to the light, it's real dark where they are. And as they get closer to the light, it's gray, and it starts opening up into a brighter light, and it's like a doorway that they walk through. And I've also noticed that the heavens, they all have different heavens. It's interesting.
Yeah.
And the next thing would be
there's also
being
different
able
levels
to
of
have what?
There's also different levels to heaven.
Yeah. And then the other thing would be visions and predictions. Seeing things where people are for miles and miles and miles and miles away, like furniture, their house, their yard, people, things they're wearing, like a throw blanket on the arm of a couch, the way that their furniture's set up, the different rooms in their house, how it looks like when you walk in from left to right, you know.
Okay.
Also, prediction, seeing things in the future. So, like, when I was 11, go ahead.
Kristen, if someone was to come to you now and ask you, the main question is, they come to me and they tell you they're having these issues, dreams, feelings, visions. How would you guide them and what would you tell them? For those who will eventually be listening to this, what would you tell those people that don't
I
know?
I would
not aware of
them? Tell them, based on my own experiences, that they're not alone. And there is help out there for them to help understand themselves more and to be comfortable, ways to protect themselves.
Okay. That's good. That's, and, you know, don't you have a group?
I do.
And what's the name of your group? What's the name of your group?
Earth Angels Without Wings.
And what's the other? Do you have another group or just that one?
Aries Loves Readings.
I thought you had just made another group.
I do have other groups. I have that one is my main group for support. I have a reading page that is the Mystics Psychic Intuitive Medium Healing.
Okay.
And then I also have one that is Empath Psychic Intuitive Journey.
Okay. And on the last one, what is that one about?
The Empath Psychic Intuitive Journey is education.
Okay. So they could go there if they needed to have questions about their journey or the beginning awakening. They could go to this site and get some assistance?
Yes.
Okay.
But I'm actually forwarding everyone to Earth Angels Without Wings because it's turning into a massive support group where we offer foresight readings paid free and support based on people that are gifted and people that don't understand what's happening to them. We can guide them, be their mentor, teach them things that they need to know to help to calm them down, to make them feel like they're not crazy.
Okay, Kristen, we have about less than 30 seconds left because I only made this a 15 minute. And then
I need
to go and take care of some. I have a live we need to go do. So I only made this 15 minutes. I know you forgot, but we have a live to go do, you know, in Journey.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So I only made
you want
this
anything?
For 15 minutes. Huh?
Okay. So do you want anything from my mom?
I'm going to have her on separate because time is about to run out.
Okay.
10 seconds left. Thank you guys for coming, and I'm going to get you next, Vicki, I promise, because I really want to hear your story, too. No, it's not okay, because I really want to hear your story, too.
Okay.
And your journey. Okay? So,
all right.
I will see you guys
and Kristen's
shortly.
Had it her whole life.
Okay. That's what she was saying. That's what she said.
Yep.
And I will talk to you guys later. Thank you
all
again
right, thank
for
you.
Coming. Okay, bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, we'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.